Actually, I want to start talking about Hilchos Chol HaMoed, but today I just want to talk about a different halacha, because it just came up this morning. I saw a person about to make a bracha without his yarmulke on. Take it off, he's about to put on a tefillin, he hadn't realized he'd taken his yarmulke off. He's about to make a bracha. So I pointed out to him that he has to put his yarmulke on before he makes a bracha. Regardless of the concept of wearing a yarmulke in general, there's a machlokes in the poskim. Is that a chiyuv? Is actually a chiyuv, or that's just a minig? Minig, the Gemara, the more calls it, it's a davar toiv. So there is two shitas in halacha how to understand the wearing of a yarmulke, whether the yarmulke is something which a person must do, or something which it's a milah to do. The Shulchan Aruch lashon is in Siman Beis is also leilach become a skufam leilach dal ramas begili hareish because of kavod hashkina. Mishavur says even midas is even less than dal ramas that a person should not go. Now the Taz says even though mitzvah the din of the Gemara it's not clear whether it's a chiyuv to wear it. The Taz. Siman Ches says nowadays it's a chiyuv gomer to wear a yarmulke because the goyim now had made a chayk but to show respect they would take a yarmulke off, so therefore it became now minig of the goyim to do that. It's chukas hagoyim, so you're not allowed to do like that. So the Taz says nowadays it's a chiyuv gomer to wear. Ramosha has a tshuva. Ramosha says that he thinks nowadays the matzav in America has changed, and that's not true necessarily. That there are people who still wear their hats inside, etc. However, when it comes to the actual tefillah, that they're still makbid to show that they show their respect for taking off. So Mishabur, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Sadi Aleph, it's also to say Hashem's name with an uncovered head. And some say that you have to be moicha, that a person cannot enter Beis HaKnesses in a Begili HaRosh. In other words, whatever he said in Siman, he said in Siman Beis, but it comes to over here, there's a din you must wear a yarmulke. Mishabura says, possibly a person has no way to cover his head, he should not daven. And Rambosha has in the tshuva because it became chukas agoyim. It's considered if a person with daven. So the situation was a person, his towels had fallen off of his head with the yarmulke also. He davened shmur esrei without a yarmulke on. Rambosha holds that you have to daven again in such a situation because that's already mamish. It's to waver because it's like chukas agoyim that they daven dafka with the yarmulke off. Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva where he says, but yeah, but you'll be yotzi, you will not have to daven again. But the situation, the person is about to make a bracha with the yarmulke off. I stopped him and I said, you have to put a yarmulke on because obviously there's a question halakhly whether you yotze the bracha. When Moshe comes out that you would be not yotze the bracha, so a person has to be very careful when they're davening or saying a bracha, and like that, in that situation, to make sure they wear the yarmulke. Just maybe once of touching a yarmulke, both Moshe and Rav Avadya say, they asked, how large does the yarmulke have to be? And Rosh says the yarmulke should be large enough you can see it any direction. In other words, whatever direction you come facing the person, you can tell the person's wearing the yarmulke. It should be nicker from front, back, side. You see the person. So if it's too small, you can't see it when you're coming to the person from the front. So Rav Avadya Yosef says the same thing. He says, he holds mikra, then better, it should be cover right over Rosh. And at least, if it doesn't cover right over Rosh, it should be visible from all directions. So just talking on the subject of yarmulkes, that's how large they both pass and the yarmulkes should be. That's your Ashkenazim, that's your Sephardim. Have a good morning.